Bells will be ringing this sad, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone, I have no friends. You wish me greetings.
WON 90.9 Red Dragon Radio. We play the songs you like to hear. We work out just like Lowe's. We love our OEMs, lots of friends and no foes. Oh, tune into WON Y. Oh, tune into WON Y.
Merry Christmas, Sunio Nianta. Love, WON Y.
Okay, kids, the car's backed up and the campfire is out. Let's hit the road.
Dad, the fire's not out. You can see it's still smoking.
Close enough.
Close enough? If it's too hot to touch, then it's too hot to leave. You could burn down this forest. Not to mention our home neighborhood. Come on, Dad, do your homework. 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans.
Did I say we were leaving? I was kidding.
Sure you were, Dad.
Are you gonna tell your mom about this?
Oh, yeah.
Great.
You're never too young to get your smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Because 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
A public service message brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some events to look forward to this week. On Monday, December 1st, join the Activities Council for Seasonal Arts and Crafts. This will be happening from 9 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. in the International Lounge of Hunt Union. On Tuesday, December 2nd, join the Activities Council for Trivia Tuesday, happening in the Red Dragon Theater from 9 to 10 p.m. On Wednesday, December 3rd, join the Student Advisory Council of the Business Department for hot chocolate, snacks, and meet Tiny the Therapy Dog from 12 to 3 p.m. in Alumni Hall on the first floor. Also happening Wednesday, join the Interfaith Council for their end-of-semester party, happening from 3 to 4 p.m. in the Leather Stocking Room. Join Jewelry Making Club for their holiday party, happening from 5 to 7 p.m. in the Hunt Union Butternut Valley Room. Hope to see you there. On Thursday, the Health and Wellness Center is hosting an on-campus vaccine clinic from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the Hunt Union Catskill Room. Also happening on Thursday, join Film Club for their wrap party, happening from 6 to 8:30 p.m. in the Craven Lounge in Morris Hall. Thursday is the opening day of Terps. Make sure to check them out from 7 to 9 p.m. in the Goodrich Theater. Find tickets online or at the box office. On Friday, join the SUNY Oneonta Activities Council for Frequent Flyer Bingo. Check them out 9 to 10:30 p.m. in the living room of Hunt Union. Saturday is Holiday Craft Fair. Come by the Hunt Union Ballroom and find gifts for your loved ones from local and regional crafters. This will be happening from 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. in the Hunt Union Ballroom on Saturday, December 6th. On Sunday, join WONY for our general body meeting, happening from 3 to 4 p.m. in Fitzell Hall 303. On Sunday, swing by Foothills at 4 p.m. to hear your favorite bands from SUNY Oneonta's Rock Ensemble perform. It'll be $5 at the door. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Keep warm, everyone, and have a safe...
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Julian's Jams. I hope everyone's having a really good day, and everyone's doing good, studying for their finals and everything. I'm just going to play some jazz today, some nice chilled stuff so everyone can listen to when they're studying, and I hope everyone has a really good day.
I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too fast. I fall in love too terribly hard for love to ever last. My heart should be well schooled, 'cause I've been fooled in the past, but still I fall in love so easily. I fall in love too fast. I've been fooled in the past, but still I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too fast.
That was Art Blakely and the Jazz Messengers. And earlier, that was some John Coltrane. Hope you guys are enjoying the chill vibes. I'm certainly enjoying it. Yeah, now we're just going to move on to some more John Coltrane. Hope you guys are enjoying.
Olha que coisa mais linda, mais cheia de graça. Ela, menina que vem e que passa, num doce balanço, caminho do mar. Moça do corpo dourado, do sol de Ipanema, o seu balançado é mais que um poema. É a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar. Ah, por que estou tão sozinho? Ah, por que tudo é tão triste? A beleza que existe, a beleza que não é só minha, que também passa sozinha. Ah, se ela soubesse que quando ela passa, o mundo sorrindo se enche de graça e fica mais lindo por causa do amor. She passes, each one she passes goes, ah.
Thank you to everyone who listened to my show today, and I hope everyone has a good rest of their week and weekend. Good luck with your finals, and yeah, keep it locked. Thank you guys.
Together at the Carnegie Deli, Bowser from Sha-na-na and Arthur Fonzarelli. Paul Newman's half Jewish, Goldie Hawn's half too. Put them together.
What a fine looking Jew.
You don't need deck the halls or jingle bell rock, 'cause you can spin a dreidel with Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock,
both Jewish. Put on your yarmulke, it's time for Hanukkah. The owner of the Seattle Supersonicas celebrates Hanukkah. O.J. Simpson, not a Jew.
But Guess who is Hall of Famer Rod Carew? He converted.
We got Ann Landers and her sister, dear Abby.
Harrison Ford's a quarter Jewish, not too shabby.
Some people think that Ebenezer Scrooge is.
Well, he's not, but guess who is?
All Three Stooges. So many Jews are in showbiz. Tom Cruise isn't, but I heard his agent is. Tell your friend Veronica, it's time to celebrate Hanukkah. This lovely, lovely Hanukkah. So drink your gin and tonica and smoke your marijuana. If you really, really wanna go, have a happy
Happy New Year from your friends and DJs at WONY, W-O-N-Y, 90.9 FM, Oneonta. Thank you for a great year of listening and keeping it locked.
Is it New Year's yet? I'm getting bored, so can we skip it?
3,795. A troubling number. The number accounting for the amount of reported hate crimes against Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders in the U.S. since just last March. Over the last year, as issues of political tension, racial injustice, poverty, and other pandemic-related issues came into conversation, there have been nearly 4,000 cases of racially charged violence against Asians which, until recently, have flown under the radar.